Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
A toe, one toe belonging to Isaiah Likely. That was a wild finish last night. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. If you happen to miss the season opener, it was, I mean, two teams with two MVP quarterbacks that I thought were, I mean, especially Lamar Jackson was trying to do everything to keep his team in this game. The Chiefs look very scary to me. They've picked up exactly where they left off. But the X's and O's of the whole thing is it came down to a final play where Lamar Jackson finds Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone, Perloff, and literally his big toe is out of bounds. And you already had saw John Harbaugh when we thought the touchdown was going to stand saying, we're going for two, we're going for two. We're setting up for just an even crazier finish. But we will not know how that ever would have gone because Likely was just out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens have no one to blame for but themselves because they were kind of a mess the whole game.
They were.
Sort of getting the team aligned. They had burned two timeouts on defense, so they had to rush at the end. The Chiefs' defense was exhausted, and the Ravens, especially with Lamar just selling out to run the ball, could obviously move the ball and score. Now, here's the thing about that Raven. Like, you cannot run Lamar Jackson 16 times a game. This is not sustainable. I think he was on a mission last night because he was still upset about the AFC title game. The broadcasters kept saying he was mad because he didn't run more aggressively against the Chiefs last year. He looked slow. This year, he looked fast and good. But this is not, like, come on, Lamar, you're not, this is not sustainable. You're going to get hurt. You can't lower your shoulder into guys. At a certain point, you might want to try to have a more traditional offense and give the ball to Derrick Henry a little more. I was a little disappointed they got away from that. I know they were trailing, but you gotta feed that big guy right there. And he did look like he had a little juice left. I'm not sure that he's the old Derrick Henry, but he's better than Lamar running every time because Lamar's going to get hurt.
Yeah, the thing is, you're right about they're trailing by double digits in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. That's not exactly Derrick Henry time because he's running right in the middle of the line. And you had to burn the two timeouts because of your dysfunction on defense, not being able to get the right, get lined up correctly. And so Derrick Henry was just a bit of a moot point. He did score a touchdown, though, the first touchdown of the game. Let's hear from Lamar Jackson. He thought the Likely catch should have been a touchdown.
Your perspective on
Zay's touchdown? You said it, James. I thought it was a touchdown. But I still think it's a touchdown.
Still think it's a touchdown. Well, that one, I mean.
There's an argument.
Like what's the argument?
The banana-shaped cleat that Isaiah Likely had actually has some air between the bottom of the shoe and the white. Although there are camera angles where it looks like he's clearly on the white, then there's camera angles where he's just barely touching the white. So imagine if you're wearing like a Dorothy from Wizard of Oz shoe that curves up at the front.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, maybe it's special orthotics. I don't know.
It was called a touchdown on the field. So you know how that goes. The evidence has to be overwhelming to overturn it. And they thought there was enough. Listen, this is the part of replay that I think kind of stinks because you end up wiping out what could be like an all-time play. You know, Isaiah Likely made the athletic, starting with Lamar and then Likely, they made the athletic moves. They made the wow play. And then it's like a blade of grass and that's why it's out. So, you know, but that just comes with replay in this day and age. We can see everything. Here's more from Lamar explaining what he saw on that final play.
I don't want to get it wrong, but it looked like 32 and 20 was like turning to like pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can like make a play on it. Just so I don't throw it like a line drive to hit him in the face mask and they turn around and pick the ball. So I gave him the ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch. And I believe it was 2 feet in. I'm going to stand on that.
Man, I mean, tough, right?
I do like he's like, I don't care what the replay said. I'm going to stand on a touchdown.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. He was out. I mean, you can say, I don't know how you justify that. I didn't see the curve in the shoe that you are seeing.
Well, no,
here.
I'm not saying I'm seeing that. I'm saying the argument is out there that maybe there was an inch between his foot and the blade of grass. But it was the right call. He was out of bounds. I'm not saying that weird shoe theory I had. That was a weird shoe theory. Let's be clear about that. Let me ask you a question. We talked about the Chiefs basically doing the same thing they did last year, you know, keep on running after the Super Bowl win. What did you see from the Ravens? Because I'm not sure what to make of it. It felt a little bit like a preseason game. They couldn't line up in the right place. Yep. They kept on calling penalties on Ronnie Stanley or whoever. I'm not sure who got the...
Stanley, the left tackle, got three illegal formation calls on him. Now, he said after the game, he thought that the league was actually making an example of him. He thought this was unfair that actually the Chiefs offensive line was doing a similar thing. The Chiefs offensive lineman got called for a couple of them too, but... Yeah, they were definitely making a point of emphasis, and it did feel like it was very targeted towards the Baltimore Ravens offensive line. But here's a couple things of how the Baltimore Ravens, like, things that they need to clean up. Obviously, the illegal formation stuff. You can't have the turnover, you know, in your own end zone where Lamar Jackson has a sack fumble, obviously. The offensive line still getting to know each other. They had to burn two timeouts in the second half on defense, which is just a killer. And you also had Justin Tucker missed a 53-yarder, which is just automatic for him. And not only that, we're talking about Isaiah Likely and the play in the back of the end zone because of how spectacular and then controversial, I guess it was. Wide open Zay Flowers, the play before. Wide open. And Lamar missed him. And he would have just been all alone with a Chiefs receiver not within two arms lengths from him. So if you're the Ravens and you're asking me how do the Ravens feel, I think the Ravens feel probably just extremely disappointed that they weren't sharper. Because if they had any one of those things that I just mentioned, maybe, you know, they get cleaned up, they are likely, you know, winning this game if they have the ball last.
Yeah, but they have a mini bye here because they played on Thursday. Yeah. I don't think they're super depressed about this. I think they're going to be a really good team again. I know they lost some guys in the offseason. It feels like kind of the same Raiders team that we know.
Ravens
team, yeah. As long as Lamar Jackson's healthy, they're probably going to be a double-digit win team. Like, even you walk away from last night sad you didn't win in Kansas City, but I think there's reason, like, oh, man, they're still really good. I mean, the defense is still very good. I know they didn't put as much pressure on Mahomes as they wanted to, but that's Mahomes. You know, I think against normal teams, that Ravens team is going to win a lot of games.
855-212-4227. We got into a discussion about Xavier Worthy last hour because I've got someone new to haunt my nightmares. Hey, exciting player, that's for sure. The speed was there, not just 40 speed, it's the game speed. He scored two touchdowns last night, but Perloff was not very impressed.
It's not just me, Maggie. I put it out to the world to get some support. I put up my own poll question, worded as such on X. Xavier Worthy had two TDs, one on a reverse, one on a broken play. At Maggie Gray says he's Tyreek Hill 2.0.
Yep.
Is that an overreaction? 70% say yes, 30% say no. Frank tweets back, Tyreek Hill's biceps and upper body, even his legs, are all twice a Worthy. Worthy is more John Ross than Tyreek Hill.
Okay, here's the thing, Frank. let's talk about Tyreek Hill game one of his NFL career. Not Tyreek Hill now, offensive player of the year candidate, 2,000 yards receiving, you know, likely all that stuff. Let's talk about how they were using him when he first got to Kansas City, and that looks like how they used Xavier Worthy last night.
Bernie account tweets, three O linemen plus two wide receivers block on that reverse TD. Perloff could have scored on that play. I will tell you one
Perloff
thing about
doesn't the, have the
we,
wheels.
We generally, all right, Xavier Worthy, that was incredibly impressive, by the way, on that reverse. It was like a flash of lightning, but that was a sick a play call. And I think it was Noah Gray was out flying up there blocking. Like, that was a team touchdown, too. It's like,
yes, I can still be impressed by it.
I will give you, I think the match with the Chiefs is really good with Xavier Worthy. Yes. If Xavier Worthy was on the Bills, he wouldn't scare me at all. That do you disagree with that?
I honestly think
they need Keon Coleman more than they need a guy who could get a first down there. They have no wide receivers. I think a special weapon like Xavier Worthy, I don't know, the Bills, how would they use him? I'm not sure he would have fit them. I think he fits the Chiefs better.
Yeah, nobody wants fast wide receivers.
I don't know. It's Buffalo. It's cold, Maggie. You got to move the chains.
Yeah, thanks. The reason this even matters with the Bills specifically is because the Bills traded with the Chiefs during the draft and traded back into the second round and basically handed the Chiefs Xavier Worthy.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Bills were not going to take Xavier Worthy. They didn't need him, right?
They said that they didn't think anyone had a first-round grade on them still at 28 where they were picking, and I think that's going to end up being wrong.
Right, but
Worthy is this big difference maker for the Chiefs. He's going to be obvious that they should have taken him in the first round. Adds this dynamic part of their offense.
I wasn't there, but the Bills had no interest in taking Xavier. They could have taken him.
They did not.
They wanted a big receiver.
They wanted a big possession receiver.
They needed somebody because they let Diggs go. So we'll see how this all plays out. Maybe Keon Coleman's, by the way, the best interview in the NFL. Does that count for anything?
No, absolutely not.
He's super, super cool.
Yeah, awesome. Fantastic. I can't wait for his commercials with Macy's. It's going to be dope. David is in the Big Easy. Wants to talk about Xavier Worthy. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Maggie and Pirlo. I just want to give you my perspective on last night. I'm obviously a Saints fan, but as far as this goes, Perloff, you mentioned earlier that they had an argument that because of the size of the shoe, there was air between the back of the end zone. Well, wouldn't the same principle be when somebody's trying to reach out to cross the plane to the end zone? Isn't there air between the ball and the ground? And they still give him the touchdown if you break the plane. Well, there's no argument there. It's the same principle.
Yeah, I hear what you say. I mean, by the way, David, it was a stretch to say the curvature of likely shoe. I mean, I was trying to find some way to keep the Ravens alive. No.
Yeah, you said the Wicked Witch of the West, but like however you go up, like some kind of elf shoe.
But
I didn't see it.
I disagree a little bit. Say for some reason his ankle was on the ground and his feet were pointing up. I think the foot has to touch the white. It doesn't matter if it's over the white.
Well, see that sometimes with the heels.
Yeah,
you know,
where
heel is up and the person, you know, still gets credit for the catch or what have you. But I get what Lamar Jackson is talking about. He's like, I still think it was a touchdown, but he's just wrong here. It was out. It's a shame, but he's wrong.
It's the same. And as far as Worthy goes, I understand both y'all arguments on this, but the fact is that they did not have this last year. And any threat of a wideout that has speed, you're going to force the safeties to stay put versus come down.
Yeah.
And that right there alone is the threat, Perloff, which they didn't have last year.
Who caught the last touchdown of the NFL season last year, David?
Sorry?
Who caught the last touchdown? Who was the last play of the NFL season last year? It was Mecole Hardman. They've had a ton of these guys. He's just Xavier Worthy's just a little faster than the rest of them.
A little?
I mean,
you have to still account for that little.
Literally the fastest guy in the league.
Is he closer?
By the 40.
I think he's...
Ever.
I think he's closer to John Ross and Tyreek Hill. I agree with that tweet. And John Ross would have been awesome on the Chiefs, just so we're clear about that, too.
Well, it's nice talking to y'all. Y'all have a good show, and I'll be listening.
David, you know, and when we talk about the Saints, which we will talk about, because when they eventually move to Spencer Rattler, it's going to be a very big story. So keep our number on speed dial, because that will become a story this year.
You know, everyone's betting against, I saw something on Derek Carr is the worst week one quarterback in the history of the NFL, basically. So there's a good reason to bet against the Saints. But just when you count Derek Carr out, it's when he goes out there and throws for 350 and three touchdowns. I'm telling you, Don't try to predict Derek Carr. It's like predicting the weather, Maggie. It's impossible.
You are welcome to weigh in on what we saw last night. Xavier Worthy, what he adds to the Chiefs, and then obviously a bit of a controversial play at the very end. Lamar Jackson is maintaining it was a touchdown. I mean, if I were him, I might take that tact as well, but it was out of the back of the end zone. We were also talking last hour about Angel Reese on a podcast, Perloff. Just to switch gears for a second to the WNBA, Angel Reese as a podcast said that while she knows that Caitlin Clark is not responsible for this and not signing off on it, but Caitlin Clark's fans have been, some of them on social media, have really crossed the line. Racist things, weird artificial intelligence, AI-generated images that have been very disturbing, on top of coming to her house, like, you know, and trying to confront her in person. We're asking whether Caitlin has a responsibility to try to tell her fans, don't do this on my behalf, and if that would even be effective. Rock is in Atlanta, wants to weigh in on it. Good morning, Rock. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. We got the NFL back. We got college football this weekend. We're going to make our picks a little bit later on in the show. We have our celebrity guest picker segment is back.
You just said good.
Okay. We're doing great.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, we all have, especially as a celebrity athlete or whatever, you know, higher up with a big fan base, I think it takes little effort, and if you think that I'm wrong, then, you know, I understand. But anybody that doesn't want to get out in front of anything dealing with racism, I'm not saying that she's that. I totally don't think that she's that person. But at the same time, your silence is telling, too. So not saying that, you know, all she had to do is say, hey, you know, I don't condone. It takes little effort to get out in front of something and say, hey, I do not condone this. You see what I'm saying? So I feel totally. Like she does have a responsibility to get out and say, hey, I don't condone this hatred towards anybody, especially one of my rivals. It takes no effort to just say, hey, I don't agree with that. So why what's so hard about getting in front of and distancing yourself?
You're absolutely right. To be fair to Caitlin, when she was pressed on this by Jim Trotter, who's a fantastic reporter, Perloff and I both work with him at Sports Illustrated with The Athletic, she did say, I don't condone this. Like, I don't want anyone doing this on my behalf. Rock, thank you very much. I'm sorry, but the radio's up, so it's going to be hard to hear. So she did do that, but maybe there's a question, is she doing enough? You know, Perloff, your point is, you don't even want to give any, like, oxygen to these to the people who are doing this, right? Like, should Caitlin just ignore them, like, not even give them any credence, don't even pay them any attention? Do you give them life even just by acknowledging them?
Possibly, yeah. But first of all, I don't think it would be effective because these people sound like creeps anyway.
Just crazy, racist,
second of all, you know, Caitlin Clark, it's a tough job she's got. Coming in, she's 23, I imagine, being the face of college basketball, then going to WNBA and just trying to be a pro in this league. I'm not sure that she knows how to do this effectively. And, like, I think a very young athlete, that's a fine line. Yes, she could come out and say this, but I don't know that she really has that skill set, right? As a 23-year-old athlete, to take on something like that, that's a hard assignment.
Let's give her some credit. I mean, I think that she's handled these questions. And by the way, she's going to get asked about it now. So the fact that Angel put this out there, she's going to get asked about it. And I would imagine she's also going to, you know, condemn it. I think that she's going to say, don't do this. You know, I don't support any of this. And hopefully her supporters listen to that. But I think you're talking about people who are so far gone. Like, if you're out there doing racist things towards Angel Reese on social media, you are not an adjusted person. You know, like, you have screws totally loose here. And this is not, that's not normal behavior. You know, maybe people don't like that word normal, but you're so far out of bounds to be doing stuff like that. But yeah, she should definitely come out and condemn it, and I'm sure she will.
I'm not sure that's as easy as you say. Like, for example, let's take LeBron James. It took him a long time to find his voice on these kind of issues, because I think it's a really hard job to become a pro and compete on an everyday basis. Like, you got to keep your head down and sort of focus on your job.
Yeah, but condemning racism, like, that should be top of everybody's mind. Yeah, but, like, that's not taking a political stance or something. That's just as human beings, you know.
But how is she supposed to do it? Like, just call a press conference and condemn racism?
No, I think that she'll be asked about it in a media scrum. You know, people are going to ask about this for Angel. And I know you're saying this is hard for Caitlin to deal with. It's harder for Angel to deal with. She's the one on the receiving end of all this stuff.
But I'm just saying, but the caller, and I think you kind of agree with that, is that Caitlin Clark should make statements to get out there ahead of it. I mean,
well, now that
she's never like,
maybe just,
I don't know.
Well,
I just
now
feel
that we have this from Angel, right? So right. Angel has said this, right? That she's getting these racist things.
Yeah, I mean,
she's
said this for months now.
Right. And so now we have another instance of her doing it, of her saying it and revealing this to everyone. So, yes, I think Caitlin should react to it. Absolutely. And condemn it.
But she's this specific thing, like, so she should volunteer it?
I mean, now that Angel has put it out there, I think she should.
I mean, she will, though. She's never, ever said anything that wasn't completely supportive of Angel Reese.
That's true.
She's never, like, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like you're saying, do you guys remember? You probably don't remember. I saw it in a documentary when Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons said Larry Bird, if he wasn't white, would just be an average player in the NBA. The NBA made Isaiah and I think Mark Aguirre sit in a press conference and talk about it.
I do remember that.
Like, so is that what we're saying, that Caitlin Clark has to do a press conference with Angel Reese? Like, first of all, to me, it's like so obvious that Caitlin Clark is not about this. Like, and Angel Reese says it too. Like, honestly, I'm not sure it's her job to get out and hold a press conference and say, you have to stop doing this to my supporters, because those aren't her real, she doesn't really connect with those people. Like, those aren't her real supporters. Whoever's out there sending death threats to Angel
Reese. Yeah, right. I mean, it's a fringe people.
Honestly, like, I feel like it's just so egregious that it's not Caitlin Clark's job to talk to those people, in my opinion. But I totally understand what you're saying. But I do think that she's 23 and adjusting to WNBA, and that is hard. So to bring on an extra level of this might be too difficult for a young athlete.
EJ, you wanted to say something here.
Yeah, I just think that when we think about this, remember, Caitlin Clark, yes, they're her contemporaries and they're her rivals, but they are her colleagues in this league, right? So when we say, well, what responsibility does she have? If there's something being done on your behalf and it is racist or it is sexist or it is misogynistic or it is somehow dangerous, because when Angel Reese is talking about people following her to her home, that becomes dangerous. Do you not then have responsibility to protect your colleagues and say, hey, like, you please don't do this on my behalf? I mean, Caitlin Clark has millions upon millions of followers on social media. It doesn't take much for her to put out an Instagram post or put something saying, hey, like, you know, in light of what we're hearing about some of the things happening with Angel Reese that's being done on my behalf, please don't do that. And I do want to say, Maggie, yes, she did have the statement to Jim Trotter, but her first statement when she was asked about this was more like, I play basketball, that's my job, I don't see any of that stuff. I think that's where some of this contempt we talk about happens with Caitlin Clark sometimes, is this idea that these things that people who are very online see, and unfortunately you have these young women in WNBA, they're very online.
Yeah.
It's very easy to see the stuff that's out there. I see it every day.
Yeah.
And for her to sometimes, it feels like sometimes she has her head in the sand when she doesn't say something. So when you say, am I being an ally for my fellow colleague when they're experiencing abuse, by saying nothing, it suggests not that you support it, but that you have no interest in fixing the problem.
And fighting.
They feel like it is a problem.
That is true. But I would say that was a mistake that I think she tried to correct very quickly, like literally in the same day, you know, and in the second media scrum.
It was very soon.
Very soon after. So like, I condemn it. And I would guess, we don't know, we're probably going to find out today or thereabouts. I don't think she's going to do the I'm just here to play basketball thing again. I think that she would, with this kind of pointed thing that Angel's saying, I'm being threatened and these are people on behalf of Caitlin, I don't think she's gonna do the I'm just playing basketball again. I think she's gonna say, I condemn it, I'm not about this, please don't do this on my behalf. But we're gonna find out.
But wait, is there anything new with Angel Reese said? Is this the same thing from last time, or I thought this has been going on?
I think it's just continuing to happen.
Right.
855-212.
Sorry, the other thing too is Angel saying that's now happening to other players. Like, you know, in college, it was essentially just Angel Reese really dealing with this. Caitlin didn't have any other rivals. Now this is being anybody who was seen as a threat or seen as someone who has attacked Caitlin Clark, they're now getting the brunt of this too. And I think that's where it becomes a more wider issue.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Last segment, we were talking about the latest WNBA headline. Angel Reese has a podcast and was talking about some of the really terrible things that people are writing to her, and people have her home address and not good things. What, if any, response should Caitlin Clark have?
Yeah, Caitlin... Well, Angel's saying that these are Caitlin's fans who are writing mean things, racist things, not just mean, racist and misogynistic, but also coming up with like weird AI photos and everything, and kind of doing it on Caitlin's behalf. And so what's Caitlin's responsibility here, you know, to come out and tell her fans, like, knock it off? And would that even work? Raphael's in San Diego has a thought on this. Good morning, Raphael.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. What's up?
Happy Friday.
You too.
You know, my thing is, could it be Caitlin Clark's fans, or could it just be people that have agendas to, you know, entice fear or, you know, just do things to, you know, like I said, bring fear to her. You know, you also have to think about that, because it may not necessarily be Caitlin Clark's fans. And even if she would to go, you know, to a press conference and just say she doesn't condone it, what makes people think that they're going to listen to what she has to say?
Well, yeah.
They can just dismiss,
like if you're already doing this, Raphael, to your point, if you're already somebody who's online writing something racist to Angel Reese, like, are you so... You're a fringe, you're fringe, you know? Are you... There's something weird about that. That's not normal discourse and behavior. And so would you actually listen to Caitlin Clark? And then that's an interesting point. Is it people posing as Caitlin Clark fans and just want to write something racist and awful to a professional athlete, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, tablets, computers, anything, that's a powerful weapon.
Yeah.
Anybody can manipulate that. Anybody can do anything. Like, for example, like you said, the artificial intelligence, you know, graphics, all that stuff. You can do anything. That's like a powerful weapon. Like, you can just type something up, whatever, and make some just, you know, something random, and people will buy into it.
Well, not only that, it's like, even if you know it's like fake, right, and it's obviously fake, there's also something like you can't unsee it. you know, even if you know it's fake, there's like an image that could stay with you. I remember those Taylor Swift photos that came out. It's like, yeah. They were just very disturbing. She's like covered in blood. I mean, it was very, very weird. And they're clearly fake, but I saw them. It's almost like in a police courtroom drama where they're like, strike that from the record. Mm-hmm, but the jury already heard it, you know, or whatever. So, Rafael, it's an interesting point. Maybe the way that we solve this, and this is a much bigger thing that we're not going to solve on our sports talk radio show this morning in the sandbox of life that we get to luckily live in. But, you know, just trying to get rid of anonymous accounts. Like, yeah. If you actually had to put your name to it, I don't think people would say it out loud. Now, some people would. Some people are just overtly racist and misogynistic. But if you had to be accountable for what you said and what you put on social media, does that take care of some of this?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's a hypothetical that doesn't even matter at this point because it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Andrew Bogish has headlines. We're just trying to save the world here, Bogish. Yeah. I mean, give us solutions.
Why is Pat Boyle here today? Headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. Football season's here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Download Prize Picks and use code MNP to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
By the way, winner last night on Prize Picks, Derrick Henry over half a touchdown, rushing or receiving. First touchdown of the game. Thank you, Pat, for the round of applause. That was a tough one. I'm like, oh, you want to give me a Derrick Henry over touchdown prop? And it's at point. It's at half? Thank you.
Yeah.
How'd you do on your Prize Picks, bro?
Let's move on. Okay. I don't really know what we're talking about here. There are headlines to go to. I mean, come on. You're not going to throw the ball to Travis Kelce? He's just a pretty boy out there blocking and waving to his girlfriend.
Speaking of tight ends, I mean, Greg Roman, Todd Monken, change the name, doesn't matter. What are they doing to my guy Mark Andrews? Get him the rock.
First of all, we forget he was kind of hurt a few weeks ago. And the Chiefs, I was reading about this, their number one plan is stop Mark Andrews. Yeah. So then Isaiah Likely's running around wild.
Also, he slipped at one point. He was wide open with all this green grass in front of him, and he just slipped.
That was a huge play.
No, but I saw the same that Pearl did, that apparently the Chiefs wanted anybody other than Mark Andrews to beat them last night.
Well, Isaiah Likely almost did.
Yeah.
Besides a big toe.
I had forgotten that people were saying that Mark Andrews' car wreck, which we had as a headline, I think, but we didn't really focus on, was a big deal, a bigger deal than we thought. That he was kind of banged up a little bit there, too. Missed some practice.
I just submitted a waiver claim for Isaiah Likely because he went undrafted.
So, yes. Don't even get me started.
Speaking of Isaiah Likely, his shoe size wouldn't matter this morning if Lamar Jackson made a better decision and or throw on the Ravens' second-to-last play on opening night at Arrowhead. Baltimore's QB missing a wide-open Zay Flowers in the end zone.
I try to get out of pocket, and I seen Bateman, like, flying across. So I'm thinking Bateman going to stop. And as I'm throwing the ball, I see Zay flying across. I'm like, so, yeah, I was teed off about that because I'm like, if I would have held on to a little bit more, I would have just fired it to Zay.
So he wanted Rashad Bateman. Then he saw Flowers. He connected with neither one of them. Then Likely caught Lamar's final throw, but review confirmed his toes came down out of bounds. So the Ravens lose 27-20. Lamar 0-1 this season. 1-5 against the Chiefs, but...
And for us to lose to those guys and the way we lost, even though I don't want to lose, but I can't be mad at my guys because he battled.
Jackson threw for 273 yards and a score while running for 122. Xavier Worthy sucked for the Chiefs, scoring only twice on three touches in his KC debut.
According to Perloff, not impressed.
Now we get to the game that we've all been waiting for. It's finally almost here. Eagles and Packers in beautiful Sao Paulo. Still waiting to hear how the weather conditions today in Brazil will cause a Philly collapse in December. either way, government officials said Wednesday they were increasing and adding security measures in the wake of players expressing their concerns with the safety of the city.
Well, I mean, honestly, last year you got mad at me because I said the Eagles were tired because they face so many hard teams. This is a legit excuse. They're taking a 10-hour flight to the most humid place on the east side. This is they have a real
side?
Excuse.
Western Hemisphere.
We were mad because you said the dry heat of Arizona in February made them start 10-1 and then fall apart.
Wait, I said it. Well,
yeah.
We have to have start a segment. Perloff's reminded of things he said.
That being said, was I wrong?
Yes, they did collapse.
They collapsed. They had to play all these hard teams last year, and they got really tired.
Coach and quarterback hate each other.
Might add a little to do with that.
But they were still sunburned from the Super Bowl.
By the way, fatigue is a real thing. Did you watch that game last night? By the end of the game, everybody was dying.
Yeah, fatigue's real.
And go down to Sao Paulo, you play a football game, and tell me that you're not going to be dehydrated for a week.
You know what's funny? It's like the opposites of, you know, them saying they need more security and everyone's worried about not being safe. And then I'm getting all these videos of just like Eagles players dancing like samba. Right. I'm like, everyone looks like they're having a great time.
In the stadium, though. That was on the side of practice. You don't see them out in the
They're
city.
They're not going out. They're going to all be holed up in their hotel rooms.
That was, by the way, a very entertaining video. But you did notice, like, usually that would be in the heart of some market. And they're just sitting there next to their practice field. Like, they had to bring in the band. It is probably weird down there.
Lamest trip to Brazil that anyone's ever taken.
Also, by the way, Mike Tirico, I understand like the selling of the Peacock only thing was over the top last night.
I mean, he's working for the company.
Right. I understand, but geez.
What is he going to say? Like, tune in, I guess.
I don't know.
He's
got to
sell it.
$4.99. That's too, I don't know. Too expensive.
Guys, you can just cancel it after the game.
I thought NBC overmarketed the Peacock thing. I really do. I was like, people are not going to like this.
Would you rather have had Collinsworth selling it? Now, here's an app.
Yeah, here's an app.
It's only $7.99. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you really complaining about Peacock overselling Peacock?
Well, NBC overselling Peacock.
It's
yeah,
the same thing.
Well, the over-the-air network, like, dude, it was just a giant Peacock commercial. Like, ABC doesn't. The other networks aren't that naked about it. Like, ESPN doesn't sell their app 100%. Like, they must have 50.
Yeah, ESPN never advertises.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys are right. Like, there was nothing obvious, and not everyone on the internet complaining
about
it. Was, yeah, of course you agree, because you watch the game. Like, Tirico was like, get the Peacock app. Like, it's a key third down play. Let's stop talking about the Peacock app for 1 second and start talking about the game.
He once pointed at the QR code. And he did it multiple times.
Yeah,
literally, he's like, hey, this thing right ahead of me. Yeah, use that and download that. I was like, okay, guy, we get it.
Hey,
I love
it's Mike Tirico.
Come on.
Who's doing it right and who's doing it wrong? I mean, maybe we should be talking more about our amazing podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcast, by the way.
Scan this QR code if we had one.
Maggie and Perloff on youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork.
Guys, new day, new battle between current and former NBA players. Complex Magazine had a Q&A with Shaq, and one of those cues was the worst player in the league right now.
Rudy Gobert.
Oh my God, I knew he was going to say Rudy Gobert. He's worse than Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons is another bum.
All right, we understand why Simmons is a bum, but why the Gobert hate?
I'm going to tell you what. If you sign a contract for $250, show me $250. It's the reason why I walk funny and why I can't turn my neck and why I can't do it, because I played for my $120. So you got guys like him that the system over. They're making all this money and they can't play. So I don't respect guys like that. Like you know, every time I make these comments, people think I'm hating, but these are facts. You got teachers, you got firemen, you got doctors who have real jobs and don't get paid.
Now, in Gobert's defense, he makes $205 million, not $250 million.
How's he getting by?
I don't know.
Back-to-back days of Charles Barkley and now Shaq saying some of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Also, Gobert plays. Like, you might not like, you know, Perloff always complains because he is ineffective in the playoffs and all that stuff. And that's fine to have the basketball criticism. But he played 76 games, 70-66. Right. He's not someone who's, well, 66 is not that much. But he's playing, no?
Gobert's the worst. They'd be better off to put the mascot in the game. That guy's hands, I have terrible hands in basketball. The amount of things that he does to ruin Anthony Edwards, I hate it. I hate Gobert.
Okay, that's fine. You can
totally
have the basketball criticism,
Shaq, 100%.
But he plays. It's not like he's not playing.
He's one of the best defensive players the last 15 years.
Well, which is ironic. You have to take him off the court because he's such a stiff when you get him into the pick and roll. He is a fraud. I mean, Shaq is so right. I can't stand
I'm
that guy's
tired.
Game.
I'm sorry. I'm getting tired of this Rudy Gobert over-the-top nonsense. And it's coming from Shaq.
Scrub.
It's coming from, no. I'm tired. And not you, Perloff, necessarily. I'm not really, because, like, you know, people, we have our opinions, whatever. But these former players, some of these current players getting after Rudy Gobert, it's getting out of hand. And I feel, to me, it's starting to become almost bully-like when we're talking about a guy who's a role player. Like, we're not talking about a guy who's averaging 25 points a game. We're not talking about a guy who can actually go out there and score 30 and 15 like Shaq wants. And I really think, to be honest, that these guys are talking this stuff about Rudy Gobert because they don't think he could fight. I'm sorry. There are guys, if they thought Rudy Gobert had hands, they would not be talking about this man so crazy. The guy is a defensive player of the year. The guy is 7 feet tall. He blocks some shots. We know he's not a good offensive player. Like, he can't defend himself. Like, why do we keep talking about this guy who we know is limited?
EJ,
I don't understand.
Wait. It's a fair criticism. I think it's things that have nothing to do with Rudy. He's not going to turn down the money. That'd be silly.
And right.
He doesn't determine how many draft picks he gets traded for. And that trade was lopsided, and it looked silly, and it was not worth it. But that's not Gobert's fault. But the idea that somehow Gobert would actually fight Shaquille O'Neal is insane.
And that's why I think Shaq keeps saying it. Because, like, because it's getting to a point where it goes beyond basketball.
It's bullying.
When I hear the stuff Draymond said, when I hear the stuff Shaq said, Rudy Gobert is not the worst player in the NBA. Give me a break. He's better than 95% of the centers in the NBA. If you watch centers play in the NBA today, they all stink. Yeah. Like,
I'd rather have a Plumlee brother on there. I think Gobert is a huge
He
minor.
Is 5,000 times better than...
Dude, he didn't even play
the Plumlee's brother, the Plumlee's son, the Plumlee's uncle,
DJ.
The Plumlee's cousin.
He didn't even
give me a break.
He was like on the bench for the France team. Like, he is the most overrated $50 million player in the history of all professional sports. It's the money. Maggie, you said this yesterday. The old players resent the money the new players are making. And Rudy Gobert is the poster child for getting overpaid.
So Rudy Gobert responded on Twitter. I don't know if you were going to say this, Boak. Sorry. But he said, it's sad to see someone that's accomplished as much as you did, Shaq, both in sports and business, still be triggered by another man's finances and accomplishments. I get the entertainment part, but unlike other folks, you don't need that stuff to stay relevant.
If he didn't stink, we would have gotten Anthony Edwards in the finals. I'm totally with Shaq, and I'm always with Shaq.
Anthony Edwards got worked by Kyrie Irving.
Awful.
It's Anthony Edwards' fault.
Yeah.
In the finals.
Why? And I'm sorry about this too. When it comes to the T-Wolves, why is it always everyone else's fault except for Anthony Edwards? Anthony Edwards can say every other old player stinks, but when he got outplayed by Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, now it's his cat's fault. It's Rudy Gobert's fault. It's JD McDaniel's fault. What about the guy who's the star?
Dude, he's playing 60 minutes a game. It was ridiculous. He had to carry the whole team. The whole thing
got exhausted. Other star, right, every other star in the NBA, we say, hey, why did that guy get it done? With the T-Wolves, it's always these guys that Anthony Edwards are failing him. I don't understand it.
Well,
they're role players. They're not that good.
I thought that Anthony Edwards, the shine came off a little bit after how they lost to Dallas. But
he
no, people
exhausted.
Love him. People
no,
love
no.
him.
There's no shine off. That guy is a superstar. And if you take the shine off, that's a mistake. He is going to dominate the NBA next year.
That's fine, but... He was being compared to Jordan, like, legitimately.
Well,
and then all of a sudden they ran into Luka and Kyrie, and it was like, oh, actually, maybe not.
Oh, man. You guys, to take Gobert all you want, give me Anthony Edwards. That's all I will say.
I'm not picking Rudy Gobert over Anthony Edwards.
That's not the setup here. It's Edwards over Jordan.
I just heard in this segment that Rudy Gobert is underrated and Anthony Edwards is overrated. That's what I heard.
Those words did not come out of anybody's mouth.
They came pretty close.
We've got to take a...
I got to tell you very quickly that you are Buffalo native, Jessica Pegula. She is in the U.S. Open final now, a 3-set win last night over Carolina Muhova. It's the first major final for Pegula, and she will face second-seeded Aryna Sabalenka tomorrow night. Now, the men's semifinals are today. We've got Tiafoe and Fritz in one of them, so we're guaranteed an American man in the final on Sunday. First U.S. Open since 2002 that'll have an American in each of the singles finals.
Grit.
Oh, can't
grit.
Wait.
It's called grit, guys. Mm. Jessica Pegula didn't have it. She had to dig down deep. Her opponent also...
Was
a little sick.
Yeah, her opponent had some tummy problems. The last match, it was worn out, but every commercial flipped over, had the best time. So psyched for tonight. I know, Bogus, you must be thrilled.
Can't
about
wait.
Fritz Tiafoe.
I almost didn't come in today.
Awesome.
Bogus, just to get ready?
Tailgating.
This is when
who do you think wins?
Fritz Tiafoe.
Yeah, I think so. I think Fritz, and from a betting perspective, I think Fritz is way too giant of a favorite. I don't care if he's beaten him 6 times in a row. Yeah. It's minus 300 on the money line. This is a coin flip when you consider U.S. Open semis. Crowd's going to be into it.
Crowd's going to be behind Tiafoe, too.
Yeah.
And also, every time they play, it's close. It's just Fritz has won, but it's not like these have been walkovers.
Oh.
You know? Exciting. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. If you thought that the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback situation was settled, Perl, because they went with Russell Wilson to start, well, record scratch, because it looks like that calf issue that he, suffered, but that appeared because he was pushing a sled during a conditioning test. It forced him to miss a lot of practice time.
Yeah.
It looks like that calf issue is back.
I think it is suffered if you're pushing a sled, and that's a legit injury.
Yeah. Suffered feels a little strong, but he endured it, experienced it.
What's it? I don't understand. You're saying it's lame that it happened because he was pushing a sled? That's what I'm hearing.
It's a calf strain. I feel like you suffer a torn ACL. You suffer an Achilles. Anyway, that's not the point. He's got an issue with the calf. It's lingering, yeah. And now the Steelers have a decision to make. Mike Tomlin's saying all the right things. Oh, this doesn't change the game plan. I mean, dude, you're not fooling anybody. This is a huge, huge development.
Well, I don't know if it is because I watched Russell Wilson last year. He can't move anyway. He's slow and old.
Is he going to play? I mean,
well, that's the thing. The way I was reading the story, there was nowhere did anyone say he's not going to play, which was weird to me. I thought, okay, are we going to say, Tomlin going to say, well, Fields will be ready to go? I didn't see that yet. Well, so I read it as if, okay, he's hurt, but for some reason, they're not even talking about Fields.
I just think if whatever packages you have for Fields, do you double the amount? Are you tripling the amount? Because now, yes, Russell Wilson doesn't move well. We all know that. But you don't want him moving even worse with a calf. And by the way, how are you going to manage this? Because calf issues are clearly tricky. They rear their ugly heads over and over again. And this is, we're just starting the season. See, to me, it was always should have gone the opposite way. They should have started Fields and they should have had Russell Wilson as the healthier option at the end of the season when you inevitably need two quarterbacks, it seems, to get through a season anyway.
Yeah, how's that island with that take going on, by the way?
Not great, but if someone would just listen to me, I think it could be a lot easier.
I just think the awkwardness of Russell Wilson on the bench, nobody wants to see that, Maggie.
Well, now he has a calf, so you
justify. But being benched for Justin Fields and sitting there looking poor or whatever, like Mike Tomlin did not do that. I mean, you have to admit, the visuals of Russell Wilson getting benched are going to be awful.
I watched it last year. I already saw the visuals.
Yeah,
I saw it last year when Denver Broncos put him on the bench because they didn't want him to get hurt because they didn't want the injury guarantees to kick in.
Yeah, and it was not fun to watch for a potential future Hall of Famer to get benched and get yelled at by his coach. That whole situation was a mess. I think Tomlin said, you're starting when he signed him, so we knew this was happening all along.
855-212-4227. Phil is in Pennsylvania.
Phil, crap.
We don't have a lot of time, but we want to get to you. How you doing, dude?
Good. Well, they replaced the CBS network with a four-letter network that I'm not going to name.
How dare they?
I mean, I listen to you guys that much.
The free Odyssey app.
I've forgotten what you owe me.
Super easy to download. Yeah. Odyssey app. You can take it anywhere you go.
Phil, I owe you something, don't I? Please. We got you something, didn't we?
No.
You got me absolutely nothing except for, by the looks of me, it looks like you won the bet and not me.
Your Randall Cunningham jersey is still hanging in our office. It's there. Perloff thought he lost it. We never lost it. We have it. And we are still efforting to get it signed by Randall.
Yes. This year, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans. We're going to get it done.
Well, I was thinking maybe, you don't have a lot of, grace with me. I was thinking maybe switch out the bet for something else.
What do you want? Payment.
I think he wants his jersey back.
Not right away, but I would like him to give me back the jersey in person while taking me to an Eagles game.
Oh.
Okay, wait, Phil, we're going to put you on hold. We're up against the top of the hour.
I'm glad Phil is here, so I'll call back another time.
You're the best,
awesome, Phil.
Find us on the Odyssey app. Best place to do it. I'm glad he's holding us accountable, especially you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.